بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we know the incident of Bir Mauna, where Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, on the invitation of the head of the tribe, sent 70 people, most of them were Ansar, who were the best and the most knowledgeable in the Quran. They were called the Qurra. They were most knowledgeable in the Quran as well as in jurisprudence. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent them to this tribe to preach Islam. And this was on the invitation of the chief of the tribe and on his assurance of protection for them. So he sent them from Medina into the Najd. And we know the whole incident. If I'm not mistaken, I think some days back I narrated the whole thing in the Fajr Reminder, so I won't repeat it here, of how these people were ambushed and they were killed by the nephew of the chief. And despite the fact that protection had been given, all 70 of them were killed except two. One of them was left, was badly wounded and he was left for dead, but he survived. And one had gone to graze the camels. And when he came back, he saw what happened and he attacked them single-handedly, and he was also martyred. So only one person, one Sahabi, remained. When Rasulullah got this news, he was so upset that he recited Qunut Nazila in every salah, all the five salawat, for 1 month. In another narration, for 40 days. So Fajr, Zuhar, Asar, Maghrib, Isha. In the first salah, Nabi Sallallahu in the last rakat recited Qunut Nazila. The reason I'm mentioning this is because today we are living in this world, and Muslims in general, in this country as well as globally, are facing some difficult situations. Various things are happening in various countries. I don't need to repeat that. You know that as well as I do, maybe better. What I am focusing on and what I want to mention and remind myself and you is how we are dealing with that. What I find happening is that every day I get at least two or three videos or news reports on WhatsApp about what is happening. So this man was killed there, and that person, this happened, and so-and-so is murdering somebody, and so-and-so is doing this, and absolutely horrific videos and horrific pictures. This comes to me. I'm sure it's coming to all of you. It's not only, I'm not the only fortunate recipient of this rubbish, but this garbage is going everywhere. Now, my point is, when this Bir Mauna incident happened, and the reason I mentioned that incident is because we learn lessons from the seerah for everything, alhamdulillah. When this happened, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not send out the equivalent of WhatsApp, meaning he didn't send out messengers to all the Muslim communities to say, see what they have done. Did he do that? Did he inform everybody, please go, somebody go to Makkah, somebody go here, somebody go there, because this happened 4 years after Uhud. He didn't send people all over the place announcing that 70 Muslims have been murdered and this has happened. That did he do that? He didn't do that. What did he do? He made ruju ila Allah. He prayed Qunut Nazila in all the salawat. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made dua against those people who committed the murder. He took actions to make amends for this. Now my point is, what are we doing? We are doing something which is, first of all, in this day and age of fake news, these videos which are being forwarded, first question is, do you know whether that video itself is true? We don't know this. We have not verified. We have no, in many cases, we have no means of verifying. But we are still forwarding. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you convey a lie, that is enough for you to be labeled as a liar. So by spreading this false news, or even if it is true, you are doing two things. First of all, you are helping the people who are doing the evil. Take the case of the New Zealand massacre. Why do you think that man took a live video of what he was doing? Why did he do that? Why was he doing it live? Because he wants the whole world to see what's going on. Right? He wants that. What is the reason? He did that for the whole world to see this murder as it is happening, this massacre as it is happening. What did our brothers and sisters do? They helped him even more by downloading this video and by sending it all over the world. So if nobody had forwarded that video would have been on wherever it was, Facebook or something, and then eventually it was taken off. They took their own time taking it off, but point is that it would have been taken off. But by our forwarding it everywhere, who did you help? You helped the murderer in New Zealand. Same thing when incidents happen, when people are killed, when they are humiliated, when they are forced to do this and that, raped and whatnot. Forwarding those videos, you are helping the perpetrators of that crime. Like, because of your completely stupid, mindless behavior, you are helping the perpetrator of that crime. Number one. Number two, you are helping those people whose job is to spread this evil all over the world. And third thing which happens is, you get this false sense of having done something. Yeah, this is the biggest evil as far as social media is concerned. It gives this false sense of having achieved something. Believe me, you have achieved absolutely nothing. You have achieved absolutely nothing positive. You have actually committed a further crime by spreading this bad news everywhere. Nothing good can come out of this, least of all for yourself. Right? What must you do? Two things. First of all, and most importantly, ruju ilallah. Stand up in the night, pray tahajjud, and make dua for those people. Whoever, if you are really so interested, get up in the night and pray tahajjud. Otherwise, you are a hypocrite because you are not interested. You are only interested in forwarding nonsense. So, stand up in the night and pray for those people, for whatever has happened. Pray for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. Pray for protection for them. Pray against the people who have done whatever the crime it was, which was committed. Number one. Number two is, as far as any material help that you can give, please go and give it. Spend money, file cases in court, go to the place and help the people to register police complaints and so on. And don't say, oh, but you see, police does not do anything. Doesn't matter whether police does something or not. You do your job, which is to go and get a police complaint registered. That you can do. Please do it. You can file a case in court. Please file it. You can raise funds and help the people who are affected. Please do that. Right? This the incident which happened in Gurgaon recently. Right? How many people forwarded that whole miserable incident, the video and whatever happened and so on and so on. Ask any of those people, what other than forwarding this video, what did you do? I will guarantee you they did nothing else. They did nothing else. Illa mashallah. So my point is, this is what you are doing. This is the evil that you are doing. What you can do in terms of good, ruju ilallah, and actual material help for the people who have been affected. And third, a very important thing is, anyone who forwards you a video like this or news like this, first and foremost, immediately ban that person from your WhatsApp. Delete him, ban him or her, so that you never get any other message from that person forever. If that person is one of your close friends or your close relatives or somebody from whom you need to receive messages of other kind, please tell him very clearly, please don't take me off your list for this rubbish. You want to spread garbage, go and do it somewhere else. Absolutely. Please say this in absolutely direct, clear terms. Say, I'm not interested in watching these things. I'm not interested in this so-called news. Please don't tell me. I'm not interested. Just don't. If you are so concerned, do what I've just said. Do something positive. If you can't do something positive, then just keep quiet. If it comes to you, let it die on your phone. Khalas, forget it. Don't forward it. Absolutely no use doing this rubbish other than spreading all forms of, depression in the whole community. People simply get sad and they feel bad about it and nothing can be done and they feel frustrated. For what? What have you achieved? Nothing. So please, stop doing this instantly. And as I told you, I practice what I preach. The next time somebody sends me this video, please consider yourself banned because you will be banned. I will remove you from my list and I will never receive any other message from you. As simple as that. And I don't care who it is. Even if it's my closest person, please, I will ban you. You have to find some other way of finding me after that. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to do something which is positive and to help us in these times and to help us to have ruju ilallah. We have to stop committing the haram that we commit in our lives. We have to stop disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to stop our haram incomes. We have to stop our haram spending. This is what will bring the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. We don't do any of this. We do not change our lifestyles. We will not change the places from where we earn. We do not change where we spend money. And then all we do is send around WhatsApp messages and videos. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Absolutely shameful. So please stop doing this immediately. And as I told you, anyone who sends it to you, ban the person. That is a evil in your life, get rid of it. As simple as that. I don't care who it is.
Imam Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi is reported to have said, when you see hardness in your heart, weakness in your body, deprivation in your sustenance, then know that your tongue spoke that which does not concern you. Let me repeat this. Imam Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi said, when you see hardness in your heart, weakness in your body, deprivation in your sustenance, in your risk, then know that your tongue spoke that which does not concern you. Now, in this case, your tongue spoke or your thumb spoke by forwarding stuff that you have no business to forward. What must you... There's a simple rule, which is that ask yourself, this particular thing, what is it that I can do? What is in my control? Whatever is in your control, do it. What is not in your control, and if it is not in your control that you can do something about it positively, then just ignore it and do not forward it. Just apply this one particular rule. Ask yourself, what can I do? If you can do something, do it. And if you can't do something, in any case, what you and I can do is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring about changes in our own lives, and to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us do that instead of forwarding all of this stuff.
Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.